What's up, everybody? You're about to listen to yet another fantastic episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. But before we do that, we have to say thank you to the sponsors that make this show possible, that make it possible for me to take the time out of my just amazingly busy schedule to record this podcast. But guess what? They're not just supporting me and the Monday Mass, they're also supporting you. You're pretty much about to get sponsored by this podcast. Let's start with Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair, I've seen this product work. It's an incredible replacement for, you know, the neosporins, the hydrogen peroxides of the world. This is a spray and also a gel, and it's non-toxic. You can spray it in your mouth, but here's the kicker. It heals wounds, soothes burns, stings, cuts, scrapes. Active Skin Repair blocks MRSA and staph. Are you going on a surf trip? Are you going on a skate trip? Bring this with you. Bring Active Skin Repair. They're small bottles. You get it. You cut yourself in Tahiti. You're pulling into a big pit. You hit the reef. You come up. You're all bloodied up. Go in. Wash it off. Spray it with Active Skin Repair. I'm telling you, staph blocking. What? I mean, this product really works. I've seen it on video, and I've seen it in person. My commentary buddy, Pete Mel, used it just a couple days ago over here on the North Shore of Oahu. And this stuff is a miracle cure. And I'll tell you right now, if you go check out bldgactive.com, buy it, try it, enter MASS, M-A-S-S, at checkout. You're getting hooked up. 25% off. 25% off of a miracle product that blocks staph, blocks MRSA, heals wounds, soothes burns. Did you get stung by a hornet? It's flaring up. Spray it on there. It works. I got more MASS discounts too. The homies and homiettes at Loose Towels are giving you a jump on your holiday shopping. That's right. Go to loosetowels.com, L-E-U-S, towels.com. Pick out whatever you want. You want a poncho? You want a blanket? I'm telling you, it's underrated. A blanket would be an incredible gift for somebody. That's something that you could give anybody on your list. They open up a nice, handmade, authentic Mexican blanket by Loose Towels. They're gonna think about it for a second and go, that's an incredible gift. Thank you. Thank you for buying me this blanket or this changing poncho. And get this. You pick out what you want on the Loose Towels website. Enter MASS20 at checkout, 20% off. The deals are flying out the window. No, but seriously, folks, you're getting hooked up here. And tell your friends. Text them, say, yo, I heard you're buying little Bobby a loose changing poncho. Use MASS20 at checkout for 20% off. Who needs Black Friday or Cyber Monday? I'm giving you the hookups right here. Also, Quincy Wood writes, American-made skateboards. The wood is grown in Michigan. It's harvested in Michigan. Sustainable wood here, folks. It's milled, glued, shaped in Michigan. This is, I ride these boards. I love them. They come with and retain pop. Real deal. USA wood. And the graphics are great. Trust me on this one. Go to QuincyWoodWrites.com. Again, pick out what you want. They got mini boards. They got mini cruisers. They got big boy boards. They got it all. Tons of graphics to choose from. Go there, QuincyWoodWrites.com. Again, pick what you want, fill your cart, enter MASS15 for 15% off these incredible American-made skateboards. Three ways to save just by listening to this podcast. That is our gift to you. Thank you so much to those sponsors. Now let's get into it. Ooh, it was a big day. We're coming at you. I'm coming at you from the North Shore. Let's get to the actual podcast. You know the deals now. Let's get to the podcast. The Monday Mass is coming at you again from the North Shore of Oahu, folks. The 7 Mile Miracle. The greatest place on earth to be as a surfer from October through March. That's right. It's North Shore season, folks. So we can just kick it off right here. I mean, this is going to be a huge podcast because not only are we recording over here on the North Shore, but we also got some North Shore news. I mean, this is hot off the press. I spent the whole day down at the beach. Stop one in the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. You may notice that I'm in full commentator mode right now. So as we get into this podcast, let me warn you, it's going to be awesome. Got a conversation with Makua Kai Rothman. And also, guess who I ran into at Haleiwa? The one and only Travis Rice. That will be coming up in Snow News. So what do you say we get into the show? I think we should actually start with skate news, because this is going to go by quick. Let's start with some skate news, why don't we? All right, Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Go to quincywoodwrights.com and enter Mass 15. I think I said Mass 20 at the beginning of the show. It's been a long day. Yo, I've been at the beach 2 days in a row, 6 to 6. Cut me some slack. So enter Mass 15. Hey, maybe I'll hit these dudes up and tell them just enter Mass 20. So you'll get a double secret deal. QuincyWoodwrights.com, USA Wood. Pick out what you want on the website. Fill your cart. Enter Mass 15 and get 15% off. Unless I work it out and hook you up with the extra 20. You know what I'm saying? Skate news. All right. So in skate news, Riley Hawk has made his case even stronger for Skater of the Year. Just dropped another incredible part. Shep Dogs 5. Thrasher Magazine has to be just sitting there going, Riley's got this, right? I'd say his main competition is actually, you know what? It's tighter than I may have thought earlier, because you would think Jamie Foy was the second guy charging up the ranks for Skater of the Year. But wow, Thiago Lemos just dropped some hammers. Nobody can switch back tail head high ledges like this guy, and he's come through with some crazy parts on the year. Thiago Lemos now in the conversation. Jackson Pills as well. He just released an enjoy part that was crazy. So there are your four skaters, in my opinion, that are vying for Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year. Riley Hawk in the lead, Jamie Foy in second place, and not that they are going to be getting silver and bronze medals for any of this, but I'm just saying, Riley Hawk in the lead, Jamie Foy second-ish, Jackson Pills right there in the conversation. Thiago Lemos has to be considered for this, and Luis Lopez. So five skaters fighting for Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year. I'm going to stick to my guns here. I'm going to say it's going to be Riley Hawk, and you'll see it will be. Oh, peep this. Club Midnight edit just dropped by the Hemis for the Hemis. So that's all over the place. I saw it on Heliclips. Totally just popped into my mind. Watch the Club Midnight part. It's epic. Andy and the crew go up. They go in. They get wild. Watch that on Heliclips. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Jake Hayes is pro for Deathwish. And after his incredible skateboarding on Thrasher Magazine's King of the Road last year, pretty obvious they needed to turn this dude pro, and they did. He rips, well deserved. Another big pro party. I wasn't invited to. I wish I would have been. Plan B. Now it is not easy to go pro for Plan B. We know this, and Plan B has now made their first ever female pro. Her name, Leticia Buffoni. This was years in the making, Leticia. Has earned this. I mean, she is a force of nature on and off a skateboard. Not scared to skate in booty shorts. And that's fine. When you skate that good, you can skate in any damn thing you want. Leticia Buffoni is pro for Plan B. Hallelujah. Danny Way, Colin McKay, and the crew pulling the trigger. Leticia Buffoni is pro. Pretty amazing, the crop of female pros that we have this year. Lizzie, Nora, now Leticia. It's awesome. And there's more, I'm sure. I'm just, like I said, sunburned. This is a pretty big sponsor switch. I didn't see this coming. Maybe you guys did. At street level, Elijah Burrell, no longer with Chocolate, now with FA Skateboards. I read a long extended interview with Anthony Van England on the Chromeball Incident website. And hey, happy birthday, Anthony Van England. One of the best skaters on the planet in his early 40s. No stopping this guy. He skates like a damn powerhouse teenager. Anthony Van England, happy birthday. He's a good surfer, too. So Elijah Burrell going to FA Skateboards. That's pretty damn big news, folks. I mean, sponsorship changes might not be your bag, but I'm telling you, that is big news. You can most likely see all of this news if you go onto the internet, but it's kind of more fun to let me tell you that. So if you want to get involved with the Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year conversation, you got to do your homework. The most recent part to kind of add to the mix is Tiago Lemos, his independent skateboarding trucks part, indie part. Watch it. Tell me what you think. And then maybe we can debate this. There's no debate. I mean, I don't know what's going on. So that's your skate news. Like I said, quick, concise, to the point. From there, from here, from the streets, we're going to surf news. A bigger extended skate news next week. Okay, we're in Hawaii. I've been skateboarding, folks. But as far as skate news goes, let's get more on that next week. We'll have a skate guest, etc. It's gonna be great. But hold on, we got more news coming. Let's go to the snow, because surf news is out of control. There's a lot of surf news happening. Let's go to the snow first. Hold up, yo, wait, I spoke too soon. There is more skate news. Okay, so check this out. Transworld Skateboarding is scouring 50 states, calling to all you hometown heroes across the country for the third year in a row on the hunt for the best undiscovered skateboarders in the United States of America. They need to round up 50 state winners by January 1st, 2018. One winner from each state. Arkansas, are you listening? Wyoming, skateboarders, what's up? Get psyched. Go film. Basically, you're going to film your best part. Anything. No music, just film the part. Keep it raw. And you're going to post your part. You're going to send it over to Transworld, skateboarding.transworld.net. You can go there and get all the rules and regulations. I'm not going to tell you the fine print now. Just go to skateboarding.transworld.net. And get involved here. I mean, how many incredible skateboarders are there in Idaho? I would venture to say a lot. There's some incredible parks there. But who's motivated? Who's going to go film the part? Who's going to be the winner from Idaho? California is going to come, correct? Colorado, what's up? Who's your best undiscovered skateboarder? Arizona, Texas, Florida, Rhode Island? 50 states will be represented in this contest. Send your footage in. Or actually, you got to get your footage first. Shock us with your radness. Get your footage in. 50 winners will be selected. You'll if you're one of the 50, you're going to get hooked up with prizes. And then we're going to cut it down to 6 regional winners. And from there, the Transworld Skateboarding staff will select one grand prize winner who will get a checkout in Transworld Skateboarding. That's priceless. And you're going to get a ton of gear, cash, product. You'll be hooked up. So thank you to our friends at Transworld Skateboarding. 50 states looking for one winner. So check out skateboarding.transworld.net and find out how to enter. Also, November-December issue of Transworld Skateboarding is on sale now. Nick Bracero, Brassy, nabs the cover with a hairy-ass ollie in Portland, Oregon. Congratulations to Matt Price, a.k.a. Pricey Hot. 2 covers in a row. That's huge. Follow him. Follow Matt Price at Pricey Hot. At Pricey Hot. And check this out. There's a new foundation in town for skaters by skaters. It's called the College Skateboarding Educational Foundation. This is a unique college scholarship fund. And I'll tell you, everyone deserves a chance, right, at getting a college education. If you have the drive, the determination, you're a skater, the crew at CSEF is going to help you out. So CSEF has a scholarship fund and a mentorship program, and it's just helping skateboarders take over the world more so than they're already doing. So this is just an incredible foundation, and I think you should all get involved, whether you're trying to be a recipient or trying to help out. Giving skaters a chance of getting a college education is just huge. CollegeSkateboarding.com. You know, if you want information on how to apply for a scholarship, how to donate to the fund, go to CollegeSkateboarding.com. And trust us when we say this is a foundation worth checking out. Because, I mean, how cool is that? Sending skaters to college? Okay. Now we can go to snow news. That was a false alarm, folks. I had to fit those important news items in skate news. Now we can go to snow news. It's snowing outside. Let's go to snow news. Snow news is brought to you by your friends at Master Plan Communications. Snow news is brought to you by Master Plan Communications. That's right. Master Plan Communications has been an integral part of spreading the message that is the Monday Mass. So thank you for your support, Master Plan Communications. Follow them on Instagram at Master Plan PR. So, as I mentioned many times before, last week, this week, yesterday, a minute ago, I am on the North Shore of Oahu. I am part of the commentary team, the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. We wrapped up our event today at the Hawaiian Pro. Yesterday, I'm minding my own business, just getting all surf turkey-ish, talking turkey about surfing. I mean, I'm a serious commentator. You know what I'm saying. I turn around. Who's there as part of the John Florence camp? The one and only Travis Rice. So what do? I accost him, and I say, Travis, welcome to the world's greatest action sports podcast. Here's Travis Rice giving us an update of all that's new in the world of Travis Rice. Oh, yes, Travis Rice at the Triple Crown. But before we get to that, tell me about the new film just released. I'm hearing rave reviews. So tell me what's up with the latest and greatest.
Latest and greatest. Yeah, just got off tour. Came straight from Vancouver. Finished 3-week around the world tour for Depth Perception. And, you know, it's kind of like a romantic comedy. It's a bit of a love story. And we had... all-time, I guess, engagement on tour. People, you know, the film kind of came out of nowhere. No one even knew we were making it up until, like, literally a month ago. And, yeah, it was 6 weeks, just four riders, myself, Robin Van Gin, Brian Fox, Austin Sweeten, and we went to a little kind of romantic place deep in British Columbia interior. And it is a film that will get you psyched for winter.
Yes, and what are our predictions for this winter? Obviously, last winter, one of the greatest winners ever. This winter, what's the gut reaction? What is it your gut telling you?
Well, gut, which I guess healthy gut, healthy mind, right? It is without a doubt the strongest opening I think a lot of the resorts have seen in over a decade. So off to a good start, really. It's thick. There's a base. I'm actually going to be here watching this missing opening at Jackson Hole. I think they're going to open wall to wall, which rarely happens. Northwest is going psycho. There's meters and meters of snow on the ground. I think that, yeah, the ocean temps and a little bit of El Nino and a few other factors all coming together, it's probably going to be a big season.
All signs pointing to go. Lastly, you're here at Haleiwa as a surf fan. Who are you rooting for? Who's going to win Triple Crown? Who's going to win the world title?
Man, I'm here. I mean, I think, come on, John's going to win the world title. It's his to lose, right? As far as Triple Crown, I got no idea. I'm an open-minded surf fan.
Hell yeah.
Get some.
All right, appreciate
it. Yes, brother, thank you.
Happy perception.
Travis Rice, surf fan, ripper, filmmaker. Check out Depth Perception. You will love it because it was made with love. So it was really cool to run into Travis Rice at the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing at Haleiwa. And he's cheering for John Florence to take the world title. And I know they're homies, so that's cool. I saw a ton of footage of mountains opening. And it looks like it's dumping all over the world, folks. North America has opened so many lifts, including Heavenly. Mount Bachelor, Ika Backstrom and crew were ripping Mount Bachelor on opening day. How fun was that? I tried to call Ika. He didn't answer my call. And it happens. We'll get him again next episode of the Monday Mass. Ika Backstrom and crew thrashing at Mount Bachelor. I know right now is a great time to be a snowboarder because not only do you have tons of resorts opening up, but you also have incredible films just dropping all over the place. If you go to snowboarder.com, you can watch Pepper, Ted Borland's parts out. And, you know, if you want even more evidence and more proof that we're in for an incredible winter, why don't you go over to snowboarder.com and peep the opening weekend photos from Mount Baker. How many inches of snow did they get on opening weekend? 70. 70 inches of snow. I'm not good at math, but that's deep. That's deep, man. Hey, man, that's deep. 70 inches deep. At Mount Baker. What up? I'm excited to go snowboarding. Coming up, well, I got in my personal schedule, if you care, the Vans World Cup of Surfing, that's going to be at Sunset Beach right after Thanksgiving. Then right after that, I'm going to Breckenridge for Dew Tour 2017. Moron Resorts. Have you been to a Moron Resort? It's full of morons. More on results. God, I've been talking all day. Hey, there's a new private park up in Mammoth, and these fools went heavy into this park, and I'll tell you, the videos are there to prove it. And Unbound is open at Mammoth as well. There's a lot of snow news dropping right now. It's dropping like snow, if you will. Yeah, well, if you want more to get you fired up, Arcadia is out. Riders poll voting is open at Transworld Snowboarding. Snowboarding.transworld.net. The riders poll is open. 19 years, Transworld Snowboarding has polled snowboarding professionals as well as snowboarding fans. Each season, these awards are given out, and they basically take into consideration the opinions of 100 pros. And this is going to be a fun event. This is also going to be up at Dew Tour Breckenridge. And you can go vote now. I already voted. I voted for Jesse Paul, and I voted for Todd Richards, best female snowboarder. It's not funny. But yeah, I voted for Jesse Paul. So that was my vote for Writer's Poll winner, Writer of the Year. And that's your snow news. So yeah, lots of snow news, lots of snow. People are fired up. This snow season is just coming in hot. And if you want to get yourself excited about it, watch Depth Perception by Travis Rice. It's a romantic comedy, a love story, if you will. Watch Arcadia by Transworld Snowboarding. Watch Pepper. There's plenty for you out there to watch. So go check that out. Resorts are opening. There's probably a snowboarding resort open behind your house right now. So go to it. That was snow news. Get ready. Surf news is coming in hot. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. Five shops in the San Diego area. for you to go into and buy stuff. South Coast Surf Shops, a proud sponsor of the Monday Mass with Chris Cote for forever. Since the inception of this podcast, South Coast Surf Shops has been there with me. At South Coast on Instagram. Check them out. Do your holiday shopping, right? Go to loosestyles.com for towels, ponchos, blankets. Go to Active Skin Repair if you want to heal after hurting yourself. And go to Quincy Woodwright Skateboards for 15% off on USA-made wood. Enter the code MASS15 at Quincy Woodwright Skateboard plug. This is surf news, though. So go to South Coast on Instagram. Check out what they got going on. Thank you, South Coast, for hooking it up. So before we get into what was a very eventful contest, the Hawaiian Pro, let's talk to the ambassador of Aloha from Oahu. And this is the coolest part about being over here on the North Shore during proving season, as they call it. Anywhere you go, you're going to run into an incredible surfer. I mean, just, I was down at the beach park the other day, surfing really fun waves. I come in, I'm sitting there watching the waves. I look over, you got Tyler Wright paddling out with her brother Mikey Wright. You're all, whoa, that's cool. You got Jamie O'Brien riding a soft top at Baby Backdoor. You know, you got just Coco Ho ripping at the beach park right in front of you. Surf stars everywhere. And I turned around at one point. Who was there? Makua Kai Rothman. And I was like, yo, Makua, you got to be on the Monday Mass. So I had the opportunity to get a little quick conversation with one of the best, most prolific big wave surfers of all time in Makua Kai Rothman. He just competed at the Pe'ahi Challenge and definitely put on an incredible performance there. But, you know, I'll tell you what, this dude rips in small waves too. And it was fun to talk to him about boards, talk to him about the North Shore season, just pick his brain for a minute. Always a pleasure to talk to Makua Kai Rothman. Here he is. This was a conversation we had at Pipeline. How cool is that? Makua Kai Rothman over here on the North Shore. Amazing, scary, fun, exciting, watching you surf at the Pe'ahi Challenge. What a day. I mean, tell me the experience waking up knowing 2 days in a row is so on and just putting in the work out there.
I just was happy that I was in shape and I really trained hard. I've been training hard this winter, so you know, all the hard work was done. It was time for me to go out there and have fun. And yeah, even though those waves look really gnarly, some of the wipeouts, I actually kind of had fun getting pounded a little bit and enjoying the first swell out at Jaws and getting the jitterbugs out first thing. And, you know, try the best and most safe time to do what you got to do out there because, you know, we got the water patrol that's designated just for us. You know, end up getting caught inside by a fairly big wave. And yeah, it was a day to remember. It was pushing the limits, you know, those barrels people were getting and the waves we were just packing and, you know, how deep we're taking off was, you know, definitely pushing the limits and pushing the level of big wave surfing.
Now, pretty early, it seemed like, you know, the first big major swell, usually those swells and those events don't go down until, you know, late December, January, but must be kind of nice, like, you guys were all fresh. Later on in the winter, people are injured, you know, worn out from a lot of waves. Was it surprising for you guys that swell came that early and the contest just went like that?
Not surprising. You know, one of the most memorable paddle sessions before that was October 3rd back in 2012. And, you know, the waves come when they want to come, you know, not when we want them to come. And, you know, this is our life. It's what we dedicate our life to. So whether it's the first swell or the last swell, you know, we're ready to go. And so stoked the WSL pulled the trigger. You know, it doesn't look like there's very much on offer. That was a perfect northwest swell, big barrels, big waves. You know, the girls got a wonderful event off as the swell subsided. And everybody came home safely. And like I said, the level was set. You know, the bar gets pushed higher and higher. You know, the young kids are coming up as well and pushing us older guys. I mean, you know, we're definitely the older guys, you know, on the tour right now, 33 years old. And, you know, it's 18, 17, 19-year-old kids out there. So, but it's good. You know, it pushes us to work harder, work smarter. you know, and be in the right place at the right time. Because you can have the biggest balls and charge on a big day and, oh my God, I got a big wave. But at the end of the day, it's a contest and you got to get your scores. So you also got to surf smart and surf an event. It's a competition at the end of the day.
Oh, yes. Now, for people that don't know, you know, picking up one of those big wave boards that you guys ride is crazy. I mean, these things are giant, heavy. Tell me the difference between your normal day-to-day shortboard and the board that you would ride at Pe'ahi or, you know, Waimea or something.
Well, today I'm riding a 5'10", and at Jaws I was riding a 10'7". So
2.5 of the boards you're riding.
Yeah, it's a little easier to turn this board, but, you know, I'm really used to riding those big boards. You know, I've always been a heavier set kid. You know, everybody, I had all the names, Lunchbox, Fat, whatever you want to call me, and, you know, just made my fire grow stronger and ride the bigger boards and surf the bigger waves and, you know, use all that as fuel to my fire. And now that I'm, you know, in probably the best shape of my life right now, and I give a lot of that to the young kids coming up and pushing the levels of the sport, you know, and I got to be ready and, you know, I got to carry the torch for Hawaii. You know, I mean, you see guys win contests, but, you know, it's for this and that. When I surf, it's for Hawaii. You know, everything I do is to represent my place and my people. So, you know, to carry that on your shoulders as well, to be named ambassador of Aloha, you know, for this place not too long ago was an honor. I got to carry that on. And, you know, everybody one day has to, you know, hang up the competitive jersey. But until I'm ready to do that, I'm going to train my hardest and I'm going to give you and everybody else that loves surfing their money's worth and, you know, dedicate my whole life to it and everything that I do to give the best performance.
Makuakai Rothman. And I tell you, that dude surfs with a lot of heart and soul every time he paddles out, and put him in waves over 20 feet and watch out, he will charge. And he was one of the only people smiling after copping a 50-foot wave on the head at Pe'ahi. So expect big things from Makuakai when the waves pick up. And also, he'll be competing at the Vans World Cup of Surfing coming up next week on November 25th. So let's get into... there's more. Wait a second. There's more. There's more before we get into the whole Vans Triple Crown of Surfing vibe. Let's talk about a few things real quick. Volcom just dropped Aliens Was Here. It's tight. That is highly recommended viewing. Ozzy Wright, Ryan Birch, the crew, getting incredible spinning left-hand barrels. G-Land, Noah Dean. I mean, wow. Watch Aliens Was Here by Volcom. Did you see the news? November 15th, Lake Tahoe was firing. It looked freezing. No one was out. It was 3 to 4 feet. Wedgie windswell at Lake Tahoe. Did anybody surf it? Calling all Lake Tahoe surfers, did you surf on November 15th? I would love to see a photo of somebody out there. Man, I would love to surf Lake Tahoe. How cool would that be? What else we got here? Oh, so Punta de Lobos down in Chile. It's a big, beautiful, powerful, majestic left-hander. And it was in danger, right, of being developed into some god-awful hotel or something. A factory. I don't even know what they were trying to put there. But this place is a stunning, beautiful, natural space with a just crazy big left that we've seen in WSL Big Wave World Tour events. Well, there's good news, folks. Just this week, Punta de Lobos in Chile was named a World Surfing Reserve by Save the Waves Coalition, blocking development on the point. And you got to give a big thank you to Ramon Navarro. Watch his documentary film, Fisherman's Son. There's a book and a film, chronicles Navarro's life that basically revolves around Punta de Lobos. And it's not just a surfing place. This is also a beautiful fishing area. So thank you to Save the Waves Coalition. This is huge. This is huge. It's a world surfing reserve. It's awesome. Quick snippet. I saw Rule 40. I believe this was on stabmag.com. Rule 40, in terms of the Olympics for surfing, this is a rule that talks about a blackout period, 9 days leading up to the Olympics 3 days after that forbids all brands that are not official sponsors of the Olympics from promoting their athletes. No John Florence ads before the Olympics? Hmm? That's interesting. And then the other thing is, if you watch the Olympics, be it winter, summer, there's no advertisements on these athletes, no stickers on boards. That'll be crazy. See the world's best surfers surfing stickerless? I mean, there's a lot of really good unsponsored surfers out there in the world, but kind of wild to see Adriana de Souza, who usually has 15 sponsor stickers on his board, surfing stickerless. Maybe the Olympics are more soulful than you guys thought. That'll be cool. I am gung-ho about the Olympics. Let's go Olympics. Surfing, skating in the Olympics 2020. Yes. And I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going to set this intention out there into the universe. I want to be a commentator at the 2020 Olympics. NBC. Hi, how are you? My name's Chris Cote. Your commentator for the 2020 Olympics. I'm just going to throw that out there. So that's out there now. I've set my intention. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of surf news here. All right, are you ready for this? So, like I said earlier, I am and will continue to be a play-by-play analyst here at the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing 2017. Myself with Ian Folke, Rosie Hodge, Pete Mel, Strider Wasilewski, Kaipo Guerrero. Cali Carranza is coming in for the Vans World Cup at Sunset. So we've got a great commentary team. I'm part of it. I mean, I'm the best. Arguably the top five, top 10 commentators in the Vans Triple Crown. But so the first stop, the first jewel in the Vans Triple Crown of surfing, the Hawaiian Pro. This is an event that's been running for 33 years. I mean, this is an illustrious, iconic event. A really tough event to win. Haliva is such a hard wave to surf. Generally speaking, it's a big right-hander that is rippable even when it's 8 feet. But in terms of what we saw this week, started off small and really kind of grindy. So it was all about airs. You know, Cam Richards pretty much won the first day with a perfect front five. And people are still trying to debate whether airs full rotations are considered 540s, which is ridiculous. Come on. I have the qualifications and the resume to just inform everybody that the proper air terminology for a fully rotated air where the nose points to the beach when they land is a 540. I will debate you, Surf Splendor. There you go. It's on. Full debate. No debate. I know what's up. So, anyway, tangent. So, we got 2 days under, you know, in that 3 to 4 foot range, head high, rippable, Haliva. Couple days off, and then, boom, big waves. It's probably 6 feet. Storm chunks. We're talking full-blown Colorado River current ripping through Haliva for the final 2 days of competition. You should probably just go watch all the highlights because there was so much happening in terms of that contest in particular. Not only do you have surfers vying for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing title, but you also have the qualifying story. To me, this is the best story in surfing right now. These are surfers who have been competing on the qualifying series for the whole year. There's two events left. Of course, it comes down to Hawaii. Two QS 10,000s back-to-back at arguably two of the hardest places to surf on the entire QS tour, I mean, and championship tour. Haliva and Sunset are, I mean, there's a reason why the names that you have on the people that have won these events are names like Andy Irons, Kelly Slater, Sonny Garcia, Mark Richards, Tom Curran. I mean, these are really hard waves to surf. So if you're a qualifying tour surfer, this is what you have to contend with. And I kind of described it in an interview down on the beach for the WSL as you know, you're playing this video game you've been playing for so long, and you're beating boss after boss after boss, and just when you think you've beaten the final boss, screen goes black, and then bam, the real boss pops up, and now you're screwed. And that's how hard it is to make it through this last portion of the qualifying series, back-to-back QS 10,000 events. And in terms of what you get when you win a QS 10,000 as a qualifying series surfer, you get 10,000 points. You're halfway to qualification. 20,000 points is approximately what you're going to need to get to qualify. So before we get into who won the Hawaiian Pro, let's talk about the qualification picture, right? You've got six surfers now who are right there qualifying. You got Jesse Mendez, who's won the tour, basically, until he lost out early at the Hawaiian Pro. Now he's in a precarious position. So far, here are your qualifiers for the Championship Tour 2018. We're calling these guys New Era Rookies. You got Jesse Mendez, currently in first place on the QS. Well, he's safe to qualify. He's got 25,400 points. He's in. Griffin Colapinto, with his huge result at the Hawaiian Pro, he's in. Kanoa Igarashi requalifies via the QS. Tomas Hermes, his heats today, he had to make a couple heats to qualify. Boom, did it. Tomas Hermes, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Parabéns, Tomas Hermes. Number five, Yago Dora. Yago is in. Surf fans are fired up about this. Yago Dora, one of the most exciting goofy footers in the world to watch. William Cardoso, the Kung Fu Panda, in. William, with a huge emotional victory to really climb back onto the Championship Tour. And I thought that he was on tour before. Turns out he was able to compete, but via an injury replacement. So, yeah, William Cardoso, the Kung Fu Panda, is another rookie on tour. So, the New Era Rookies so far, six of them in. Only four spots left. And I'll tell you, these are going to be hotly contested. You got Keanu Asing in seventh place. Wade Carmichael in eighth place. Ezekiel Lau in ninth place. Ezekiel needs points to requalify. Italo Ferreira. He'll most likely get an injury wild card. Here are the surfers to watch. Michael Rodriguez surfing out of Brazil. Student needs a big result at Sunset to give himself a shot. Michael February out of South Africa. He's 14th. Jorgen Cousinet. I am starting to really like the way this dude surfs. He's from Union Island. And he was looking like a lock to qualify. He's 16th now. Right behind him, Pakadauskas. Pakadauskas is right there. God, he's fighting hard to requalify. Jadson Andre. He jumped up six spots. He's 18th in the world now. Nat Young in 19th place. So crazy things happening. What were some big jumps? Joshua Moniz jumped 10 spots at 27. Adriano de Souza jumped 41 spots at 33rd, but he's definitely qualified. Maxime Hushino, don't count this dude out, jumped 26 spots to 40th. So it's anybody's game right now. You got four spots left for QS surfers to fight their way onto the Championship Tour. Those are going to be hotly contested. That all will happen at Sunset Beach, the Vans World Cup of Surfing. There will be tears. There will be tears of joy. There will be tears of heartache. And never, never fun to watch somebody who just sees their dream slide away from them. You got to feel for these guys, but that's why it's such an incredible part of this whole thing to watch. Emotionally charged. I know I've said that a million times, but it's true. You know, there's huge celebrations and, you know, tears of victory, et cetera, for the Championship Tour. But, I mean, this is where the real kind of heart of surfing, of contest surfing is on the QS. And there's four more spots up for grabs. Let's get to the Hawaiian Pro. So, again, just go to World Surf League and watch the recap because there's some incredible surfing. In the final, you had Wiggly Dantas, Michelle Perez, Griffin Colapinto, Felipe Toledo. You know, I feel like the favorite going into the final was Griffin Colapinto. The dude was on fire. throughout this whole contest. He is going to make an incredible CT surfer. He's 19 years old. I mean, he has the perfect mixture of power, precision, and he's got every air in the book. Super consistent. I'm already claiming him for Rookie of the Year for 2018. There you go. Bam. He got second place, though. Felipe Toledo. Huge. He did a huge near 540, I should just say. And he definitely put on a show, you know, won the contest. The CT guys now have won 4 of 5 of these QS 10,000 events. They're not making it easy for people to qualify through the QS because these CT surfers just keep coming into these QS 10,000s and just stealing the show. And that's what Felipe did. So Felipe won. He's not going to do Sunset Beach. He's not going to do the Vans World Cup. So he's leaving the door open for Griffin Colapinto, Michelle Perez, and Wiggly Dantas, along with, you know, guys like Jordy Smith, who are right there in the talks of our leaders for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. So this is going to be a fantastic show. It starts November 25th. Now let's go to some other huge news that dropped. That's right, the WCT schedule for 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a tour. That's right, the 2018 Championship Tour schedule out, and it's incredible. And I've already seen social media lighting up about this, so let's break it down here. You're going to start, so for the men's tour, Quicksilver Pro, Gold Coast, business as usual, March 11th. Ripco Pro, Bells Beach, March 28th. Margaret River, the OA Real Pro in Brazil, May 10th. Bali Pro, what? The Bali Pro, Indonesia, at Karamas. Wow. I mean, this is a place that you want to see the best surfers in the world at. Karamas is barrel ramp from hell. One of the sickest wedges you'll see on the planet. If you don't, I mean, they've had events there before. Every year, the Commune Bali Pro is there. And I think that the WSL watched that and just said, you know what? Let's go. So, new event for the year, the Bali Pro in Indonesia, May 27th through June 9th. Then it is to J-Bay for the Corona Open. Tahiti Pro, Chopo, August 10th. And then this is the one that's just sending shockwaves through the world. And this makes me feel like we're living in the future. To me, this is the most exciting stop on the championship tour. First time ever, a man-made wave. Kelly Slater Wave Coast Surf System at the Surf Ranch in Lemoore, California. September 5th through the 9th. I am so excited about this. There will be haters. But you know what? Don't watch, because I'll be watching. Everyone I know will be watching. This is going to be amazing. So the best wave pool in the world will invite the best surfers in the world. And that is going to be something special. This is a sea change in the world of surfing. To put a man-made wave right in the middle of a championship tour, that takes balls, folks. And I'm hyped on it. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about this in the days to come. But Surf Ranch Lemoore, September 5th through 9th, an official stop on the 2018 World Championship Tour. From there, we go to Quick Pro France, the MEO Rip Curl Pro Portugal, and then the Billabong Pipe Masters. So the two big events that are added, Surf Ranch, Lemoore, and the Bali Pro. No Trestles, no Fiji, but I love those waves, but we've kind of seen them. I mean, it's hard to complain about something when you've seen it so many times. We're going to see something new. And that's exciting. The women's, the 2018 World Surf League Women's Championship Tour, also starting at the Gold Coast. Then it goes to the Rip Curl Women's Pro, Bells Beach, Margaret River Pro, Rio Pro. They're going to Bali as well. The Bali Pro in Indonesia, May 27th through June 9th. The women are invited to Rip at Karamas. Yes. And this is huge news. Imagine J-Bay. 6 feet. It's perfect. Roping down the line. Steph Gilmore cruising down the line. Big arcing turn. Steph Gilmore, Carissa Moore, and the crew will be surfing that the Corona Open in J-Bay. Or the Corona Open J-Bay, South Africa. Sorry, I got excited. The women will also surf again at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing July 30th, and then the women will have their go at the Surf Ranch in Lemoore. Did you ever hear the word Lemoore before this? Lemoore, California, officially on the map as one of the world's best waves. The women will be surfing September 5th through the 9th. And then it's to the Roxy Pro France, and then the Hawaii Women's Pro. So, I mean, this is huge news. The championship tour hasn't changed that much. To me, the biggest changes have been obviously the names that you see, the prize money and all that, you know, that's increased throughout the years. But this is a big change. And with new spots, especially the Bali Pro, of course, the Surf Ranch, you got to be fired up for what's going to happen. We're going to have a bunch of new surfers on the men's side of things, as well as the women's side of things. You've got Caroline Marks, the youngest surfer to ever qualify at 15 years old. You've got 6 brand new surfers. 4 of them are from Brazil. So Brazilian Storm 2.0 is what some people are calling it. I think I might have called it that today. And I just, you know, you get caught up in the action, right? So a lot of new, exciting Brazilian surfers going to be on tour, as well as women. So the 2018 Championship Tour announced today, live on the air, by, I think it was by me. Yeah. Well, that feels good to have done that, to have dropped that on the world. So, yeah, a lot of exciting stuff to talk about in terms of surf. So there's going to be so much more happening over here on the North Shore of Oahu. The Vans Triple Crown of Surfing rolls on, and I'll be here, and I'll be recording the Monday Mass for, 2 more weeks? Before I let you go with the outro, we got some skim news. Always stoked to bring you skimboarding news. And I got to hand it over to my man, Frankie O. from Exile Skimboards. This is skimboarding news on the Monday Mass. This is Frankie O. Frankie, what's up?
What's up, everybody? Frankie O here on the Monday Mass, and I'm here to bring you guys some skim news. I know it's been a while. Last time I talked to you guys, we talked a little bit about the Oktoberfest skimboard contest that we had in Newport. Contest was awesome. Waves weren't the best, but overall, the vibes were great. Everybody was having a great time. Jeremiah Sheldon actually won this year, Newport local. Blair Conklin, who's won the previous couple years, he took second place. The battle was insane. So that was the beginning of the month. And all of October, we had some epic waves going on. We had a great swell. We had a lot of offshore winds going. So literally for surfers and skimboarders, October was absolutely epic. Brad Domke has been doing some insane things recently. At Cylinders, at the Wedge, he's been doing some awesome step-offs, getting a lot of footage, some amazing GoPro clips. I think Robbie Crawford even got a GoPro clip of him. So make sure you check out Brad Domke's Instagram. It's B-R-A-D-D-O-M-K-E. That's Brad Domke, so check him out. Also, Austin Keen doing some epic things. He was on a trip in Switzerland with Poopies, Jamie O'Brien, a lot of the top guys, and they made an epic video. So if you want to see that, go over to Austin Keen 47. That's his Instagram. And check that out. The video is awesome. Other than that, though, Skim's been pretty good in Laguna. Everyone's been having a good time. Not much is going on right now. Contest season is over, but as soon as we get back in, I'll be giving you guys some news on what's up to come. Thanks for having me. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, Frankie O. With the Monday Mass, Frankie O. bringing you skimboarding news. The only podcast in the world that brings you surf, skate, snow, and skim news. The Monday Mass. Thank you, Frankie O. from Exile Skimboards. Do you follow Exile Skimboards on Instagram? You should. They're dropping amazing skimboards daily. And you're going to see a picture of these boards and you're going to go, I want one. I have one, but I want more. Exile Skimboards, thank you for bringing us skim news. Thank you, Frankie O. Wow, great episode. Well, that, folks, was another stellar episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Be sure to check out youonline.com for more wonderful podcasts. There's a brand new podcast dedicated to Mexican food. You got to get in there. You got to get involved. You got to check it out. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you, Torrey Holistics, for being a partner with The Monday Mass since day one. Torrey Holistics, fully licensed, reputable, respectable, awesome cannabis distribution center. What do they call these things? Clinics? I get my CBDs there. So this place is dope. Mind the pun. Torrey Holistics. Thank you. Thank you, Quincy Woodwrights. Thank you, Masterplan PR. Masterplan Communications. I should know this by now. Thank you, Loose Towels. Thank you, Active Skin Repair. Thank you, South Coast Surf. And thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to You Online for all your love and support. I'll be here on the North Shore for a couple more weeks. So, hey, get used to the Aloha vibes. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. No.